Cameron Mackintosh's new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera has made its return to Schenectady, New York, as part of its North American tour, now running at Proctor's through May 5th. Critics are raving that the production is bigger and better than ever before. It features a brilliant new scenic design by Paul Brown, new choreography by Scott Ambler, and new staging by director Lawrence Connor. The production boasts many exciting special effects, including the show's legendary chandelier, the story and thrilling score with songs like Music of the Night, All I Ask of You, and Masquerade will be performed by a cast and orchestra of 52, making this Phantom one of the largest productions now on tour. Eva Tavares hails from Vancouver, British Columbia. Her credits include West Side Story and A Little Night Music. She is currently playing the role of Christine in Phantom, and it is a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Christine, thank you. Eva, thank you very much. I see I can't separate the two of you after seeing you in the performance.
Yes, it's all right. It's a Freudian slip.
It's a great pleasure. Are you having fun?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I mean, I've been on the tour for 2 years, so, you know, I wouldn't still be here if I wasn't still having a great time, you know.
What is it about the show? And I would think for an actress, the role doesn't get much better than this, right? I mean, it is. So what is it like for you to take on this iconic theatrical character?
When I booked this role, I became a part of a legacy of women, you know, 30 plus years of people playing this part. And, you know, people say to me, like, does that feel daunting to you to take on this part that so many amazing women have done? And it kind of actually does the opposite. It gives me the freedom to get in there with my own ideas and thoughts because everyone else did that exact same thing. So it kind of gives me permission to really come in and embody her in the way that I see fit. And it also, I like to tell the story about, you know, Team Christine, the women that have done this part, you kind of become a part of an elusive club. It's really cool. So, you know, I've been in contact with Christine's off-Broadway and Christine's in the UK. And, you know, you go through such specific things doing this part. So the people that understand it are really people that have done it already. So I can shoot an email off and say, hey, did you ever confront this issue with this scene? And they'll say, oh, yes, let me tell you the story. And it's just really supportive and encouraging and such an honor, really.
What is there about taking on a role for this long, of being a part of it for such a period of time, where you really get to know it and get to be with it for so long that it becomes, I would think, just a part of you?
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a specific skill associated with doing a show for this long, you know, having to reinvest and rediscover, as it were. You know, I've learned things about this character just recently that I didn't, you know, information I didn't have when I first joined. And I would say the same for, you know, our resident director who travels with us. You know, we discover new things every city, every couple months. So it's a continuous journey. It never feels static or stale. It's always changing and growing.
When you bring it from town to town, I mean, it's unusual even here in Schenectady for you to have a run for 2 weeks. But here you are, you're down for 2 weeks, and some places you're down much, much longer. That must be a lovely thing to get to have that kind of cachet, quite frankly, to be able to attract audiences for that period of time.
Yeah, I mean, the wonderful thing about touring with a show like this is that we get to bring this production and this story to people who may not have the opportunity to get down to New York to see it or get over to the West End in London. So we're exposing, you know, this level of theater to people who might not otherwise get a chance. And that is super powerful. I mean, meeting with people at the stage door and hearing their stories, or, you know, it's also, this show has become a multi-generational phenomenon now. You know, there are people who are bringing their grandkids for the first time, who had their first wedding anniversary when they saw the show the first time. You know, it's a long-term commitment that we've created with this show. So yeah, it's a powerful thing.
Can you speak a little bit to its longevity in the sense of, there are a lot of long-running shows, but this is one that has just been around and probably will be around for a very, very long time, of what it takes and what it gives audiences that keep them wanting to come back?
I always like to talk about the fact that the story is based in such empathy. It's a person, you know, the Phantom is someone who has been basically shut out of normal life because of his facial deformity. He was never shown love or kindness as a child. He was only shown rejection and, you know, torture and manipulation and abuse. And so he's had to hide himself away because that feels safest for him. So when he connects with Christine in the way that he does, and she is truly the first person to show him any form of kindness, you know, there's something really powerful about that, and something that I think about that story, the essence of that story, that speaks to a lot of people. You know, when you're feeling that alone, you know, there is someone there. And ultimately, of course, not to give away the ending if you haven't seen it.
Sure.
But it doesn't end up in the way we might think. But, you know, that's a whole other thing. But I honestly think the reason why the story speaks to so many people is that it's a true example of empathy and unabashed kindness. And I think that really resonates with people on a deep level.
There's a statistic on the website that says that it's been seen by more than 140 million people. I mean, that's extraordinary. I mean, it's been over 30 years,
yeah,
but that's still extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insanity. And you know, the fan base for this show, I mean, they show up. I mean, last city we were in, oh my gosh, Cleveland, Ohio, and I had people at the stage door who had created their own costumes, exact replicas of the ones that we wear on stage. You know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's and cool, know, and creepy.
Absolutely. No, not creepy. No, it's great. These fans, I mean, they're brilliant and they're so supportive. I mean, if you look online, you know, groups of people posting about us and following our journey. And I think something that I find really important as well is, you know, it's for my character specifically. I want to portray her as a strong female character in theater. You know, we're in the 21st century and it's time for, you know, a female uprising, as they say. And I really want to portray her as a strong female character. And I think that's something that a lot of young women today, you know, subscribe to and want to be connected to. So I have the privilege of being a mentor to a lot of women that follow this show. And, you know, so in my social media platforms, I try to talk about positivity and body positivity and mental health and also environmental change, because, of course, this is the next generation of people that are going to make those kind of impacts. So it's a vehicle for a bigger picture thing, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, Ava Taveras plays Christine in The Phantom of the Opera, which is now at Proctor's. It will be there through the 5th of May. You can find out more information by going to proctors.org, proctors.org. And so far, audiences are good. You love the theater. You're back. You like it. All's good.
Absolutely. You know, I have, for people who have seen the show before, who haven't seen this production, it's important to know, you know, we call it the spectacular new production as opposed to the brilliant original. And people kind of get a little bit worried about that sometimes and say, oh, how is it new? I love the original. Don't worry. Everything, you know, the music is the same. Those tunes that get stuck in your head are still there. The love story is there. The characters are the same. The costumes are the same. The things that are different is truly just because, you know, when this show was created over 30 years ago, we had a certain amount of tools at our disposal for special effects and set design and that kind of thing. Now we have way more to play with. So you're going to see an amped up version of the thing you know and love. There's a little bit more fire. There's a little bit more special effects stuff going on stage and, you know, above you. Who knows? You've just got to come and see. But it's really, really exciting.
The Phantom of the Opera at Proctor's in Schenectady through the 5th of May. Ava Taveras plays Christine. Ava, thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful rest of the run in Schenectady, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks so much.
A great pleasure. Again, Cameron McIntosh's new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera is at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York through May 5th. Proctors.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.